Zman hadlochas ner Chanukah. So there's two shaylos. It's two shaylos. The Gemara states that Neres Chanukah Yilai Misha Tishka Hama Ad Shetichla Regel Menashek. So, we Jews have never been able to figure out what is Mitish, what is, first of all, what does Misha Tishka Hama mean? Why? Because does it mean the actual physical disappearance of the ball of the sun below the horizon? Or does it mean all the sun's rays that are over the horizon that they also disappeared? Was it a Misha Tishka Hama? So this was really lied at the root of the machlekes of the Gainam and the Rishainam. The Goyim learned that it means, as the Goyim later paskened, that means when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon, that's the Shkia. All the light that we see in between, that's the Bein Hashmoshes. And Rabbi Natan learned, and most of the Rishonim followed in this direction, that it means when that light is pretty much gone, or gone. Then starts with the 13 and a half minutes, Ben Ashram, but almost an hour after Shkia. It's not Tishka Hama yet. So, which one, what are we referring to? So, right, we have a Machlokes here too. And here we have a few different sheets. This is a sheet that holds. Shulchan Aruch says in Madlik in the Chanukah Kodim Shetishka Hachama, not before sunset, Ella in Sof Shki Osa. So what does Sof Shki Osa mean? So Sof Shki Osa is Heinrich Tesach Kochovim. That's where the sun, it's Sof Shki Osa, all the light of the sun disappears. That's the time that people are running home. Okay. That's that sheet. At the beginning of the Shkia Shnil. So this is the Ran, the Rajbar, the Meiri. Uberach Reva Shom Mikoidim. That's about a quarter of an hour before. It comes out really, it's 13 and a half minutes before. Before the Rabbeinu Thomas says. Let's say, we dare assume the Rabbeinu Thomas says, but before says. Something before says. Why am I going to be on the loss of the Shalom and this Palomar? Okay, this is now we didn't get to all the Shittas yet. Because why? What is the Shittas HaRambam? So that's also a shayt, what the Rambam means. It's different days how to interpret the Rambam. So he writes, the Chofetz Chaim quotes this, Prat. In this book, Hadas HaRambam, Ameshikos, Lemadikirim Shki Osa, which is Hainu Mamish Imzman Sheneskash Hashemesh Meinero. What we call sunset, that's when the Rambam's sheet is. The Adua Shadaito Dimitzis Adloko Grak Chatzishom Mat Yeser Charkach. And the Rambam's sheet is that you have basically the half an hour. Of our Zeh's man, Shulo Yad the Koy, he can't light anymore. That's the Rambam Shita. In Canaan, Yadlik, Bashas Tesak of Chovim, and the Yitzik Lomitz is a local, the Das Rambam owned the Vishitos of his Manashkir. You lost it. If we waited until Tzeis, we missed the Mitzvah according to the Rambam. ואפילו מהכילים שיוכל להד לך כך, אנחנו גם כן רק מתם סופת לכמה פויסקים. Some say it's only be sofa, but okay, nearer the toy benoch on the chadil of the had the koi the marav. The Chofetz Chaim says, it's better to light before marav. לפי מה שוכח לו, יש לנו כן לכתחיל. So, if we make a calculation that the Rambam sheet is that you have to light at sunset, just after sunset, that probably maybe pushes it enough. You have to start lighting, so it takes a minute or two to light, so maybe the half an hour is measured from then. So, half an hour after sunset, according to it's the end of the mitzvah, finished. Now, we'll come back exactly what this is dependent on, this point. So, it'll come out, in many Yerushalayim is like that, they like right after Shkia Zechama.
Mentioned. Yeah.
Well,
why is it that the
Rambam mentioned? Oh, wait. We'll get to. Let's go step by step. So, if you want to be Yoytze holidays, and the Rambam sheet is you can't light more than half an hour after his man, so you have to light within a half an hour of the Rambam's man. So it comes out ideally the time to light is about 25 minutes after Shkia, approximately. Then you yaitz koladeus. He still yaitz at the din of the Rambam because you're within the half an hour. And according to other shitas, he says Reva Shor Koydim Tzeis Kachovim. You could consider it Reva Shor Koydim Tzeis Kachovim already. So, according to that view, and you have it burn till after half an hour after Tzeis. Is the pashtus it would be yaitz koladeus.
If you it's 45 minutes.
Oh, 40 minutes or so after Shkia, the dinner. So, right, if you're lighting 25, is l'chayra, that would seem to be the ideal slot. 20 minutes, 25 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes after Shkia, l'chayra you'd be yaitze l'choladeus. You'd be fit in every shita. Be yaitze, according to all the shitas, l'chayra. Now, in the shayla, maybe the ones that hold off Shkia Shnia, you know, so they could burn long enough that it'll go to the Shkia Shnia. Be Yetzi according to that.
Shkia
Shnia means 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, so you'll get the half an hour after. If you want to be Yetzi, call a day. Oh. Now, so the first question, there's a Shiloh when to start. We have different sheetahs what the starting point is. We have different sheetahs about the ending point, which divides into two types of cheshbonos. First, let's look at the Gemara itself. When the Gemara says that you light, you put it outside your house, and if it is a time of sakana, then menicho al shulchan uvedai, you put it on your table and that's enough. Put it inside. Now, when you were lighting for outside, so what was the din? So according to the Rambam, the halacha is that you have to light from sunset till a half an hour after. That's it. After that, the mitzvah is over. Come back tomorrow. Finished. The Riaz also paskins like the Rambam in this regard. After the half an hour, ice. Goodbye. Can't light anymore. Who argues? The Rashba argues. Torah argues. What do they argue? They say, the Rashba says that din of lighting at that time, Elo Adlik Madlik, the Gemara says, if you didn't light, you should light in a half an hour. That's only the mitzvah that I'm up for. If you want to do the mitzvah 100% the right way, that's the time that you light. But if you want to be Yaitse, you have the whole night to be Yaitse. He says, why is it different than any mitzvah which is applicable during the night, and the halacha, the Mishnah and Megillah, that mitzvah shav alayla, ksheiros kol alayla, so this is no different than any other such mitzvah. So we have a machlokes. Now, that machlokes certainly applies when we're lighting for outdoors, like for all you chayra. Pashtus bizman hazeh eretz Yisrael, where should you be lighting, for indoors or for outdoors? For outdoors. Light for outdoors. So, now we have a machlokes. What the time for light? It's when the time for lighting ends. What happens if it's a half an hour after this month? Can you still light? could have different shittas with the zmanas. It's like I'm from Tzeis HaKochavim a half an hour. Okay, not like the Rambam's view that it's from sunset. But so, of course, so, but after the half an hour, so according to the Rambam, you can't light anymore. According to the Rajba, according to the Torah, you can light. According to the Yaz, you can't light. So that's when I would say, why I said Shabbos, that I wouldn't light the half an hour, more than a half an hour after Shkia. I mean, half an hour after Tzeis in Eretz Yisrael. Make a broch.
After
Tzeis, after Tzeis. At least you don't have to be machmir. Well, listen, the Rambam is one view of what the Zman is. I'll just say it's from Tzeis HaKochavim, it's the Zman. I would not want to make a bracha more than a half an hour after Tzeis. And I know, I'm well aware, I don't think in Yerushalayim the Noyeg like what I believe, but that's so, of course, you light, you listen there. Rishayim hold the two paskins, the Rashba paskins, you could light. Up for a bracha. There you have already, the Rambam says, you're not Yetzi anymore. The Riyah says, you're not Yetzi anymore. So I would think to light without a bracha. And I know, as I said, Yerushalayim, I don't think they know it like me, but that's the way what I believe.
Would the Rambam still on the first half hour,
you
know that we have street lights.
Yeah,
and people are out much later. Even
that's true. The mashmos is that that's unchanging. That they made a zman of here. Why? Why do I say that? Everybody quotes from the Rif. The Rif said that the shetich chachler agum and ashuk is a chatzi shah. What do they bother to quote from the Rif for? Just look out the window and see how long people are outside in your society. Not the Rif lived in Fez and Morocco. The Rambam lived in Taman. So what's everybody quoting what the Rif said in Fez and Morocco? Is that relevant? What's relevant? So what's relevant is go look out your own window and see what's going on. And decide. What's up, Bistad? Everyone in the world brings the Rif's here for now. So it looks like that's the pshat that he held. That's it. There's a chazal or chavaya zman. That's the zman. It's not. The tichler agum and ashuk was the reason that they made his zman, but they made his zman. And the way they have to live by the zman. Otherwise, I don't know what everyone in the world is quoting the riff for. So.
But don't we change the time We'll get to that.
That's not exactly correct. But we're going to get to that. That's the next step.
That's
correct, but not correct. Oh. Now, as we know, the minigis, the Brotzo Makbet here in Chutzlow, it's on this month. Most people don't light at 5 o'clock. Maybe they're not home even. The person that goes to work is not home yet at 5 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. When they get home, they light. It's the minute from Kol Beis Yisrael. So what's it based on? I'll tell you what it's based on. Tosfos had a shaila. This is the pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos had a shaila. And Tosfos has two mahalchim in Tosfos. On this, because of this shayla. When the Gemara said that b'shas hakana melicha al shulchanu v'dayo, it's enough to put it on the table, so Tosfos' shayla was the following. Did they totally revamp? And that part of the takana, in other words, when they initially made the takana, apparently, they took into effect, to account, that Jewish history is not so easy. And we're going to have times that it's not going to be so comfortable to light. So, when they made that part of the takana, so what did they do? They just changed one part. Everything else is the same. Except, instead of lighting outside, you light inside. And that's the first mahalach in Tosfos. That the Zman Tzeis HaKochavim remains. The Zman Hazeh. The light in Tzeis HaKochavim. The only difference is the venue. When there was tranquility outside, you lit outside. If it's not so tranquil outside, you light inside. But when do you light? The where do you light changed. The when do you light did not change. That's Tosfos' first mahalach. Tosfos' second mahalach says no. When they change the where, they consequently change the when too. Why? Because the whole when was dependent on the where. He said, actually, tichler regum on a shuk. So why is that this man? Because I'm lighting outside my house. So people in the shuk, people are coming home, and there's no illumination, so business, it gets dark, you lock the business and you go home. So people are still getting them scurrying home. In the first hour, you know, or so, after the first half an hour, after the sun sets. So. But then they get home, and that's it. Yeah, there's no place, you don't go out at night, it's pitch black outside. So, Mameilo, they said, if you're lighting for outside, so that's the time people are going to see it, so you have to light at that time. But once they move the venue, if the venue is indoors, if the wear changed, the whole when was dependent on the first wear, since it was outside, that's why this man was tichler regem on a shuk. If you're lighting inside, so Taisa says, there they would have reformulated, when they moved the wear, they adjusted the when to. It's part of that takana. You don't change anything. It's nichlal, it's the original takana that chadet was made. So Taisa says, if they moved it inside, so who's the presume and isa for now? For the people in the house, not for the people outside. So we're sort of a hybrid today. We'll come back to what we do. So if the principle presumenis is for the people indoors, Atosu says that they revamped this man to tailor it for indoors. Now, in society, society functions. There's a time that it gets dark, a time when people go home, when people get up. The world works, you know. But it doesn't mean that every yankel works the way the world works. You know, some people work the night shift. You know, they get up when the others are going to sleep. Some people, you know, all different people have different time frames. When they come home, one guy comes home 5 o'clock, one guy comes home 10 o'clock from work. It's, you know, the world is not, the dynamics of what's going on, and each person has changes from one neighbor to the next. It's a different world. And one guy didn't think about eating yet, and the next guy's going to sleep. You know, one guy barely got to sleep, the next guy's getting up as they get to vote. So, Mameila Taisu says, what's going to be the new this month? This month's going to be according to when this Pursuman is in the house. When are the people around? Now, let's say at 5 o'clock nobody's around. They're not home yet. They're all at business still. 8 o'clock they come home. So when should the light? 5 o'clock when nobody's there? Doesn't make any sense. So, Mastavra Taisu in the second third said that they established this man. They established this man according to the dynamics of what's going on in the house. But those are two terutzim and taisus.
There's only one person.
Now it could very well be. We'll come to that. It could very well be, for example, that in the Rambam's view, it's like the first few in taisus. Even bizman hazeh, it's not muchuk. The Rambam has any different zman. It happens to be. If we follow the Rambam strictly, we might even come to the conclusion that the Rambam would have been the whole hell possible like the first teretz of Taisus. Could be. After half an hour, finished, like Taisus, the first teretz. So what did the Ramah do? Yeshon Shem Bezman Hazeh Shem Adikim Fnim, when the menorah was not visible outside, in Tzorach Lizor Lahad the Kodim Shetichla, Regum Anashuk, you don't have to worry about this one of Techla, Regum Anashuk. Quotes Taisus, and we come walk and talk the Zohar Gam Bezman Hazeh. So this is a very difficult Bi'alocha that says it has to do with the time of the tomb, when they did partially outside, but the Ramos Mefurish in two places, in the Darke Moshe, that in his time they didn't light, the menorah was not visible outside at all. The Pshat, the only Pshat that I ever understood in this Ramos, the Aruch HaShulchan's Pshat, that the Mekom Mokom is that he is concerned with the first Teretz and Taisus. The first Teretz and Taisus said, this man didn't change. The weird changed. The wind didn't change. So I may leave him Bizman Hazeh. It's a good idea. Toiv the Zorgam Bizman Hazeh. It's a good idea to lighten the time even Bizman Hazeh. But not mandatory. He holds the halacha like the second teretz, but the first teretz in Toiv. So this man didn't change. Because therefore, it's Toiv the Zorgam Bizman Hazeh. Well, so that's why we have a different zman. But it's not that this man anything changed. That's this man they made in the first place. Oh. Now what happens if you live by yourself? Then what do you do? So yanti into this. And from the Sharatzion, if you just looked at the Sharatzion, you might come to the conclusion that if you live by yourself, or you live in a place where there are no Jews, you're the only Jew around, so even that you have a problem with the Pursum of Yisrael. That the Chabad Moshe assumed that this was parallel to the issue of the person whose family went to sleep. That's what he assumed. But the truth is, it's Mukhrach and the Riaz, not like that. Because where's the source that if you live amongst all Goyim that you light, it's a Riaz. That's the source. And this same Riaz said that if you miss this man, you can't light after this man. He's the one that the same Riaz said it's both dinim. So according to the Chemed Moshe, these two dinim are not supposed to be able to exist side by side, but they do exist side by side with each other. And it's beyond what the nature of this type of shir to go into why they exist side by side in the riyas, whatever. I once wrote at length on this, why this is the case. Well, the dust that settles is the following. L'maisa. If you live with a family, you're mechuyev to light while your family's still awake. If they go to sleep, so then you blew it. At least in terms of a bracha. If you had no opportunity to make a greater pursuit at Isa, because you live by yourself, or you live in a place where there's all goyim around. I went today to be Menachem Oval tonight in Forest Hills. I lived in Forest Hills many years. I went to yeshiva in Forest Hills. I don't know, it's time you forget over the years. I haven't been there too often. But, you know, I can't imagine that on the street that I was on that there's too many Yidden over there. I mean, the holiday lights are all over the place. You know.
Yeah, but it pays by, people do pass by, they use all the streets anyway.
I'm just saying, you don't see, I didn't see, you know, nothing too much to look Jewish there, you know. But if you live Beit HaNochrim, so you have no opportunity for Pursum and Isa, then they were not Mechayev, the highest level of Pursum and Isa. I mean, it's not Ma'akev. But if you had the opportunity for the highest level and they mandated it, it's Ma'akev. It stands in your way. That's what comes out, Halacha L'Maisa. That's Paul Yetze from the Sunni.
Even if now the opportunity is gone
because they're sleeping? No. So then you blew it. If you had the opportunity and you blew it, then you're in trouble. If you never had the opportunity, in life, you can't cry about the opportunities you didn't never have. Only the ones you squandered. So if you squandered the opportunity, then you're in trouble. If you never had the opportunity, because you live by yourself, or you live amongst Goyim, then you light a whole night.
You'd be allowed to worry someone
up. Assuming, you would imagine, they wouldn't be mocked, but you're allowed to wake them up. You know, but that you have to have some sense of the person. You know, there's some people you work to wake them up, it's a shalom pikoch nefesh, you know. And there are other people that are easygoing about it, you know. There are people that if you eat a toiv and you woke them up at 3 o'clock in the morning, they wouldn't blink. They just put on the jacket and they start running, you know. It's the nature of people's nature is different. Well, so we have Bizmanenu. This man is halacha is as long as the Bnei Avayah is up. So there's a corollary of that too. The corollary of that, this deals with the soft span of life, when we have to finish life. When do we have to start life? So the corollary is that one should start lighting also when the Bnei Avayah is there. In other words, if you come home 5 o'clock and nobody else is in your house, so that's not the zman you should be lighting. You shouldn't light them. The ikar is to light when the Bnei Abayas are together. So when you have maximum group that you're going to have, that's when you light. So it cuts both ways. It cuts to the beginning of the zman and to the end of the zman.
In the beginning of the zman, how early can one go? Back to Pagan
Echad? Oh, we'll see. How early can you go? But you have to give enough oil that it goes until the night.
So it goes half an hour after, 58 minutes after. after Shkia?
What?
Half an hour after 58 minutes after Shkia?
No, you don't need to do Rabbi Natan. So half an hour after 42 minutes. So the Chofetz Chaim paskins, Yochol Levorach, the Yochol Levorach Gamke. So he's talking about the Shitas that hold called him Tzitzik Lechavim. But the truth is, according to the Gra, you count back from the Shkia.
But you could make a profit on that.
Yeah, he says beforeish. Yochol Levorach Gamke.
Same thing with your Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Friday afternoon there's no Raya. This, I always was convinced of this. That Friday afternoon there's no Raya, nor Hashulchan makes this point too. Why? He said, let's look at Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos we light at a time that according to the Rambam, you're not Yotze during the week anymore. So what's the Pshat? How did the Rambam light Neros Hanukkah on Motzei Shabbos? So Pshat is very simple. When they made the takana of Neres Chanukah, they weren't going to institute that you have to make it and can't light it on Shabbos. So when they made it, the takana for Motzei Shabbos was to light it after Shabbos. That was the takana. So when they made it, you don't have a riot from Friday afternoon either. From Friday afternoon, that you light earlier.
The takana was to light it always.
Because that has to be the takana. What are we going to do? Tell you to light after Shkia.
Well, so
according
to Rabbeinu Tam,
wouldn't be a problem.
It's not his
Shkia. Well, it's not Shkia, according to him.
58 minutes after. 58
minutes after. Yeah, so you'd still get in a mess. Oh, so.
How long could you light on Motzei Shabbos?
What?
According to the Rambam, could you light as late as you want? Could you light as late as you want?
I don't know. I don't know. I presume the answer, according to the Rambam, is that from the time of Tzeis, a half an hour. That's what I imagine, but I don't know for a fact. But that's what I imagine. Whatever the whole Tzeis is, you know, the Rambam was a big machmer in Tzeis. But that's a different parasha, in one regard.
His Tzeis was our Tzeis?
Who's?
Rambam.
No.
His voice
no,
from
after
time?
After that.
After?
Yeah. Those, I think, that were holding the Rambam's view that the Rambam held that the taste of Motzei Shabbos is 2 hours after Shkia. That's one view of the Rambam.
During the,
I don't know. Maybe he held the same. I don't know. But Motzei Shabbos.
And a half hour after Shkia.
Whatever it is. There's mana Shkia, according to him, not taste. So, there's questions in the Rambam's view. So he says, yeah, Rabbi Zerus says, V'yochel d'vorach gamkin. So Pashtis on Friday afternoon is he lights always any time from 3:30 and on. 3:30 is approximately his plug in the time. So any time from about 3:30 and on he could usually light. That's what comes out this time of the year, Arab Shabbos.
Because also relevant, I have to go to a wedding, so I don't want to light after the wedding. So to light before the wedding, I'll leave early enough. If I can light after 3:30, I won't be leaving after Shkia. It's an earlier wedding, so it's stuck both ways.
Yeah, it's a problem. Now, because of the fact that I told you now that Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, the Zman is adjusted, it doesn't reflect the real Zman, that from this we'll come to an understanding of another halacha. We have, I think, 2 times a year, a big Esek with Mincha. No, 3 times a year. 3 times a year we have a big Esek with Mincha. An Erev Tisha B'Av, an Erev Yom Kippur, and Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Those are tumults, about Mincha. So, all of a sudden, everyone wants the Erev Shabbos Chanukah daven Mincha early. Everyone wants the daven Mincha early. Perhaps they want to daven early. Because they want to light Neros Chanukah after Mincha. Why do they want to light Neros Chanukah after Mincha? So Pashtus, it shouldn't be a tart to the Sasra. Because if I lit Neros Chanukah, it's sort of saying it's tomorrow. And Mincha is from today. So how am I doing from what's for today after I did what's for tomorrow? But the emphasis is it's not really a tart to the Sasra. And that's the important point. And that's where the Veldt's messed up. If you look even at the Lashonis of the Gemach Tzashek, it was beforeish there, I think, that it's not a real, why is it not a tart to the Sasra? Because we're not lighting, when we daven Marv early, we're saying that after Plaga Mincha is this man Marv. So that means Mincha ended and Marv started. So if I do both in the same time frame, that's the Tata Disaster. Here we're saying something else. The halacha is that Friday afternoon you're supposed to light early. That's all. Even if you're not allowed to light this time, the rest of the week. That's, you wouldn't be allowed to light so early the rest of the week. But the Shabbos, you can't light so. It doesn't make a difference. This is this month for Erev Shabbos. This is this month for Matzah Shabbos. So it's irrespective. What will you do if you hold like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yehuda? Then after Plag HaMincha, you can't do mitzvahs. All are a terem because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We say that, you know, we're allowed to be Semach on Rabbi Yehuda and Davin Marav after Plag HaMincha. What happens if you hold like the Chachamim? Then what's the excuse for lighting there is Chanukah early? You can't do any mitzvahs, Shabbat Laila, at least until Sofet Laila. So how are we lighting after Plag HaMincha on Friday? I'm not lighting after Shkia. Elamai, because Erev Shabbos is different. That's this man Erev Shabbos. That's what they do because it's a din laila. Chacham don't believe there's a din laila day after Plag HaMincha. Oh, you will never. They said that's Rabbi Yehuda's, you know, fantasy according to the Chacham. Oh, you will never. It doesn't exist. Some laila. So it comes out that in reality you could have light Neres Chanukah and daven Mincha afterwards. That's the truth. Hello. It's a little bit sort of like a Tarta Disaster, right? Because Minchas for today, and then there's Chanukah for tonight. So it's a sort of a Tarta Disaster. So we try to avoid it. Now, what's the difference between the two? There's a very big difference between the two. Shaila is, what happens if it deals with Tfilah B'Tzibur? So what a real Tarta Disaster, right, is Tehra Chavetz Chaim, he gives two different psalchim, one in Chelek Aleph, another one in Chelek Beis, and one in Chelek Gimel. One place he says you should not worry about it, the Davim Betziva, the other places, it's the Davim Yechidus, and not to go into a Tarta Disaster. That's an Ashayla. On Erev Shabbos Chanukah, there's no Ashayla. It's not a Tarta Disaster. So, Mameila, if my choice is, I can daven with a minyan after I light Erev Chanukah, or I can daven with a Yechidus before I light Erev Chanukah, there's no Ashayla in the world that you're supposed to daven with a minyan after you lit Erev Chanukah. So, there's nothing shum Ashayla of the world. What that perspire? This is, you know, one of the davening mincha. As I said, there's three times a year. The machta groisa gewalt. You know, a big tumble about mincha. Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Tisha B'Av, and Erev Shabbos Chanukah. But the gewalt is a little bit misplaced over here. You know, it's a nice thing, good, but that's it. That's where it ends. It being nice, not to the point that it should be doicha tefillah b'tzibur. Yeah.
I have a question. I know we hold that at the time you line it has to be fit to last the entire time of the chiyuv.
Yeah.
But when are you yotzei the mitzvah? Are you yotzei the mitzvah when you light it? Are you yotzei the mitzvah when the time comes and it's lit?
Well, you'd like to know the answer to that question, so wouldn't you?
And yes. And if in fact you yotzei the mitzvah at the time when it's lit,
the answer to your question is that the Achroinim are very confusing. To the extent that they're confusing, the Rav Gifter Zatzal says he really doesn't have a strong handle, you know, on the pshat, what it is. Well, there is a, but I could, you know, it still might be a target disaster. Well, we'll come back to that. What's the problem? So the problem is like this. Normally we say like this. If I light Neres Chanukah, this month, at the right time, and after I lit them, for some reason, they went out. My grandson came and he thinks his birthday candles, he blew them out. Yeah. So what did they do? Kof say in the Zohar, not mechuyev to light again, I'm yaitzi. That's it. It was yaitzi the mitzvah. I lit, everything was in place, finished, yaitzi the mitzvah. There's no din, I have to relight. No, it's not a din, no. I don't even know, is it Inyan? That's what you eat. You eat to the mitzvah. It's probably a benodim lechaver, to make your wife happy, you know. But, you know, make yourself happy, but, you know, it's also a mitzvah to make yourself happy. But a mitzvah, in terms of Neres Chanukah, mustabranat. So, Friday afternoon, 3:30, I light the menorah. 4 o'clock, the menorah blows out. So what do I do now? What do I do now? So the Hele Gitaz Duchtuch is the one that says that should relight it. It's supposed to relight it. Since it's not the real Zman yet, so I have to relight. So we're a little bit of a quandary here, because if I light before, and I have a busy day ahead. I'm leaving, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not going to be home till 3 in the morning, next morning. But by the time I come home, whatever, no one's up anymore, I can't light. So, I have a grand idea. I'm going to take a long, big candle, and I'll light it at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it'll burn, you know, straight through the whole day, straight past Tzitzit Hachovim, at least a half an hour more. What do you say?
Can't do it before my
Rosh. Oh, see, that's the halach. Shulchan Aruch says, foolish. Le'ma'achron v'le'magdim. You can't light, you know, the limitations, you can't light. Before Plaga Mincha, Shulchan Aruch hacked with Plaga Mincha, but you can't light before Plaga Mincha. Because that's not the Zman of the Mitzvah.
Is that because Rabbi Yitzchak
Ben Yehuda
to light?
No, it doesn't do it. It's not the well, Rabbi Yitzchak, I guess, on Rabbi Yehuda to light a Plaga Mincha. We hold you a lot of Rabbi Yitzchak on Rabbi Yehuda. But the Vort, Sof Kol Sof, but even according to him, you can't light before.
Well, that's because according to him, it's not the next day.
So if I light, let's say according to the Chachamah, I'm lighting. So I'm also lighting. So if you tell me that this is not really the time to do the mitzvah, I'm early, the mitzvah is later, so that I lit before this month, so how am I yitzeh? It's not before this month, it is this month. So if it is this month, what do I have to relight when it goes out?
But do we know the Chachamah would hold that you're allowed to light by
everyone? I'm not talking on Shafari afternoon, for sure everyone holds you allowed.
The rest of the afternoon is different.
Good, so that's what we're talking about. Friday afternoon, I lit the menorah and it blew out. So what do I have to relight it? The whole vart is, I can't light early, any time of the week. I can only light when this is man. If I lit before this man, I'm not yaitzi at all, no matter how long it burns. So I have to light it, so I must be that I lit when it's this man already. So if I lit when it's this man already, so why is it different than lighting Tzeis HaKochavim when it blows out? What's the difference? So, which touches, what's the two sides of the question? Well, is the lighting or is it the burning that's the mitzvah? Which is the mitzvah? The fact that Avner is burning at the right time, or I lit them? So, it's a quandary. See, if they're burning, so how come normally it's kof saying, and a zokta, I don't have to relight them. Elamai, it's the lighting, so I lit here too. So I lit, and somehow I'm yaitzeh, it's late enough. But it's not really this man's after, or why? It's very, very elusive. It's an elusive question. But it still wouldn't go into the question, even if the mitzvah is later, but somehow it has to be, the lighting has to be at the right time. So that still, you don't get away from that problem. In other words, you can't unhinge it fully from the lighting. If I lit too early, it certainly doesn't work. So this is a quandary, and Rav Gifter struggles in one of his forum with this. And I say struggles, I don't think he has a clear mahalach, you know. He does have a mahalach, I believe, but a clear mahalach, no. I don't know a clear mahalach in this problem, but it is a quandary. Yeah. Wonder something? Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Now, in the style of lighting, how we light comes out a very strange thing. Very strange. The Rehitev already said that it's a pella. I wanted to be miyashuv. Why it's not a pella, but the Shas lists three styles of lighting. Regular, Mahadra, and Mahadra Mina Mahadra. Three stars of lighting. So, we have the following. The first two are clearly defined. Yotzer a mitzvah, one person takes a ner, any person in the household lights one ner, and you yotzer a mitzvah. For every one, you know, all you need is one ner each night.
One male over 13.
Yes. Well, I don't know. If you're females, also mechuyev. I think how you voice on this.
So they could, like,
mechuyev, they could be a mitzvah. That would also work. So you need all your sachakol. You need a match and 8 candles and your yotz. It's all you need to be yotz for the whole Hanukkah. A match and 8 candles.
8 matches.
Oh.
Like
you blow it out and you light it from the oven again, you know. Yeah. The second, the Mahadran, so every person in the household lights on it. Well, that's all agreed to. Now the shaila is, what's the Mahadran min a Mahadran? Does the Mahadran and the Mahadran continue in that vein? Now every person's already lighting, and now every person adds 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 8. Or no, the Mahadran goes back to the basic thing, that only one person lights. Except one person lights, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. Now, what comes out is Tosfos, which seems to be partial to the view. And we'll come to this why, that only one person, and only one person lights. The Rambam seems to be partial to the view that everybody lights. So you would expect, well, listen, well, it's pretty normal. We have a lot of machlokes in the Rambam and Tosfos. So we know how the world works. So the Sfaradim follow the Rambam, and the Ashkenazim follow Tosfos. And here, lo and behold, what do we have? The Ashkenazi practice would seem to follow the Rambam. The Sfaradim seem to follow the Balei HaTosfos. Because of the Pshat. They were hative. They were hative already noted. This is peculiar. How this came about. In Tofresh Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Gimel, the Rehate says, "Zeh Chiddush Asfarim Noyegin Kitoisvus Vashkenazim Karamba Lizalomatzina B'Shom Mekanes." Adar Pella. Okay, I have Torah here, but that's not for now. What's the root of this machloikus? The root of this machloikus is it possible to achieve? Is it possible to achieve the Mahadran min a Mahadran for everyone in the house? Now, let's start off with a simple assumption, and then we'll see where the problem lies. In the time of the Gemara, where did you have to light? Outside. Where outside did you have to light? Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach, within one tefach of the dawn. Oh. Now, so you put I put my menorah within one tefach of the door. Well, there's 7 other people in my house, where do they put their menorah? Or plop them down in the same place. So when you pass by, what do you see? You see, you don't know what you see, you know? On day one, it looks like Yom Shmini already. So how do you have the hacker of the days?
Put down shelves on.
What? So you're supposed to, there's a limit. It's within from 10 tefachim, whatever, there's a certain amount where you're supposed to put it. But it's not so simple. Where are you going to put them? Where are you going to put all of them? So that would suggest the idea that you put one menorah when they were lighting outside. That's all you could do. I once wanted to say there happened to be, there were 4 Rashis that are in Masechet Shabbos, they were in Stira to each other. 2 say the question, if you have a house, a courtyard, and then a door to the street, where do you light? Where do you put the nearest Hanukkah? At the door to the courtyard to the street, or the door inside the courtyard at your house? So there are 4 Rashis in Masechet Shabbos, and they're in contradiction to each other. 2 say one way, and 2 say the other way. So I once wanted to learn pshat that it's very simple. That if there are a lot of people, if you're, I'm the only one that lives in this chotzer, so then you light it next to the street. But suppose there are two houses in this chotzer, so we can't both put next to the street, because there will be no hacker of the nights. So then I have to light at the door of my house. So each person has a door to his house, so he'll light that for her light.
How are you going to have a
what? What?
That's not how it works here in Israel. They have everybody has an apartment, nobody has a house. How anybody has a house? You have 20 people living in one apartment building. There's the door to the apartment building. When are they all going to light?
So that's a whole, there's a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael where you're supposed to light. Are you supposed to light downstairs, upstairs, whatever? There are different minhagim for that reason. In Gula, they light outside. They don't light upstairs. And others want to say that the hallway is not really your rishus, normally you can't light there. That's part of the shayla.
But outside your doorway is also not your rishus.
Which?
The outside the front door of the house is also not your rishus.
That's at the Pesach of Yor Hashus, but it's associated, it's the entrance to Yor Hashus.
A lot of people have have these little glass things in front of their apartment buildings.
So that says the hacker found what night it is. Each is a separate glass.
So some want to say that that's the pshat, the yoist, that we use menorahs, whatever, so the menorah makes it nicker. Okay, now when we're lighting indoors, it's a lot easier to achieve, because we have a lot more place to spread out. You know, we don't have to put the menorahs, on top of each other. You can spread them out. Now, they don't have to all be in one place. So if you're lighting inside, it's a lot easier to achieve, to how to do it.
How do you do Mahabim and Mahabim, which means everybody lights when you're lighting outside? Does everybody in the family light, or you only light one? The whole
no, so that's part of the Shiloh, I'm telling you, that's good for the Shiloh. But the Svardim, they're knowing that only the father lights, that's it. And I even, whatever.
Outside.
But I'm inside, but only the father lights.
You were always saying the reason for that is because when you're lighting by the Pesach, there's no room for everybody to light.
I think that that's the pshat.
But why is that a problem in Mahadran also, even if everybody's
because Mahadran, we're not concerned with knowing the number of nights. Mahadran just kill it. That's it. You don't have to know the number of nights. So I don't have to know if it's the first night and there are eight people, or it's the eighth night and there's one person. It doesn't make a difference in the Mahadran. The Mahadran is that each person is a personal participant in the mitzvah. That's the Mahadran.
According to the Mahadran, there's no reason to make a chilek mitzvah. You could light eight people on the first night, straight up on one.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's no problem. The problem is when you come to the Mahadran, the point of the Mahadran in a Mahadran is to underscore the duration of the ness. And that's hard to achieve if you're dumping a million lirahs in one place. So this is, as I said, the Merhate they've already pointed out, this is simply an anomaly. It's answerable, but it's simply an anomaly that we Ashkenazim follow the Rambam and the Sfardim follow the Balei HaTosfos. So that's a little bit...
The
Shamak,
same sort of thing, it's
an
unusual flip.
Yeah, it's not usually the way the halacha is structured. But that's what.
Could it be that the Sephardi land, they lived outside and Ashkenazi
lived
inside?
Could be. Maybe that's why it came about. In other words, if I'm right in my assumption that when you light outside, there's a bigger tension in this halacha of how to, because you're limited in the space where you could put it. It's very likely that they lit for a longer duration outside in the Ashkenazi, in the Sephardi communities than in the Ashkenazi communities. I don't know, when the Rambam's there, I don't know. It's very hard to know. The Rambam had a very, the Rambam had a very troubled life. I mean, later in life, I think, in Mitzrayim, he lived in tranquility. But earlier in life, the Rambam had a very turbulent life. Because the fundamentalist Arabs were carrying on in the world at that time. And it was very hard for a Jew to, that's all the issues with the Shmad, with the Geras Taman, and all the issues that went on in the Rambam's lifetime. It was very tumultuous. And he wandered around, the Rambam. And what the strange thing is, when he went back from Spain and he came back to Africa, He came in North Africa, I forgot what city he came to, but he came to the capital city of the ones that were the chief fundamentalists. And Dafka, in the capital city there, he found Menucha. There was a little less persecution. So the Rama earlier in life knew a lot of turbulence, and the Mitzrayim brother was calmer. You know, we find, you know, over time that the lighting outdoors faded out. But the truth is, it probably faded out faster. It probably faded out faster, I would estimate, by the Ashkenazim than by the Svarim. What? Yeah. You know, the Arab were there. The Arabs still lived, I think, with the Jews lived with a lot of tranquility, relatively. You know, in those centuries. So maybe that's part of the reason for it, how it came to be. You know, there are the connection. You touched an important point. It's the connection between lighting outside and what we do when we're lighting inside. Very interesting for some cipher. If some cipher held that women are not necessarily part, you know, personal participants, let's put it that way, not personal participants in the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim. That's what was the Chassam Sofer sheet. He said, why? He had a cheshbon. He said, because when they lit outdoors, he says it wouldn't have been sneers for the ladies to go parading around outside the house and the street lighting the menorah. So Chazal never would have made such a din. So not if we light indoors, it remained the same. So I'm just pointing out just what it was not the, you know, pointed out the connection between sometimes between what happened outside and what happens now inside, maybe parallel, in fact, that in the Sfaradish countries there were more tolerant, so they lived outside for a much longer period of time. And Ramela became very entrenched at only the father lights. And Ashkenazim, that they already moved inside earlier, so we forgot already about that kufa, about that period in our history. All we know about is everyone grew up that, you know, he lit inside and there was no impediment to everybody lighting, so that's the way it is. So that perhaps is a yishuv. So these some thoughts about the Zmanim, you know, for lighting Neros Chanukah, and a little bit on the Mahadrim. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.